We're in the middle of learning the laws of Kriya Shema Lamita, which is found in Simen Kuf, Simen Reish Lamites. And the Piskei Chuvos tells us, when it comes to this bracha of Hamapil and Kriya Shema Lamita, what happens in the event that a person wishes to take a nap during the day? So is there an inyan of saying this bracha, or even maybe even to say Kriya Shema when a person takes a nap? So he says as follows, and this is clear from the Mishnah Berura, "Tiknu bracha zu ela mishin belayla," that this whole saying of this bracha is only at night. Of the event that a person would go to sleep during the day, ein mevarach hamapil, efil yoshin shinas keva. Even if a person is going to sleep a significant amount of sleep, efil hoylech lishon samach lachashecha. Even if a person is about to go to sleep just a little bit before it's dark, and as the summer months it gets dark so late, so maybe you would think you should say Kriya Shema Lamita. No, it's only once it's dark, and when a person is going to sleep at that time, that is when the bracha is recited. We also mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch the inyan of not having a hefsek between the saying of this bracha and falling asleep. On this, it's brought down the Ber Halacha. He says the im stapek shemo lo yuchal acha kach lishon. Let's say you're not sure, will I be able to fall asleep? So in that situation, what should one do? He says bavada ein kedai lechatchil avarech. It's best not to say that bracha at that point. Rather, one should wait until right before they are so tired that they know that they certainly will sleep. And he actually quotes, and not that we paskin like this, but it's worthwhile to actually hear this unbelievable opinion. He says that there are those who say that habracha zos ein lavracha ad shiorish shehu ba'atzmo shashinu ba'olav. Once you see that the sleep is overtaking you, v'afopai einav nechazim liishan, you see that your very heavy eyelids are getting ready to close and to shut. How can you say those words? And you're not tired. But all you're doing is preparing yourself to go to sleep, maybe in an hour or so. He says, "Vadai bracha v'taluhu." Such a bracha is a bracha in vain. Mashma borer midvarav shalomad shadin berchas hamapo kadin berchas hanehenin. So someone asking the question, what is this bracha? Is it comparable to berchas hanehenin, a bracha of deriving pleasure benefit? In that situation, we know what one cannot make an interruption between the bracha and the action. For example, you have an apple, so you make a ha'etz, and for you to sit down and to not take a bite into that apple and to walk away and come back an hour later, that's obviously a hefsek. Person makes a bracha on food immediately afterwards when it's supposed to take a bite of that food. Similarly, there are those that have the opinion that this is the bracha, that the hana that a person is about to receive after a long day to be able to go to sleep requires a bracha, just like the hana which is you're going to get from eating that apple requires a bracha. One is not allowed to do anything in this world without first saying a bracha. And therefore, if that's the case, then one can only say the bracha in the event that they are pretty certain that they're about to go to sleep. Now, he then says, l'maskana, that most poskim are not of the opinion that this bracha is berachas hanehenin. Rather, most say that it was established as kishevach v'hodah al-minhagu sh'olam, that the purpose of the bracha of Hamapil and of Kriya Shema Lamita is to show our shevach and hodah, to thank Hashem. Just as we thank Hashem when we say Mod Ani, that we're able to awake, to be able to start another day, we also thank Hashem for the gift of sleep. Then we only know a person who Nebuch has the difficulties of not being able to get a good night's sleep for health reasons, Rahman al-Sun, or other reasons, they certainly realize the tremendous shevach and hodah that they can get for having finally received a good night's sleep. And therefore, based on that interpretation of what the bracha is, there are tremendous halachic nafkamin ramifications based on that. He says, "Lamaisa, sheim adam rav otsama." A person is hungry or thirsty, and you said hamapil. Oshadavar nochutzlo davar asaik. You have something outside that you needed to do after you said the bracha. V'nizker b'kachla achar shekvar berach hamapil. You already said the bracha. Mutu lo lahasik with sarachkach. If you have a specific need, then you're allowed to say the bracha. Because it's not considered birchas hanehenen, in which it will be a separation between the bracha and the action. Here you're showing your appreciation, you're thanking Hashem for this gift, in which I will eventually do tonight. The afil yasik hafsaki gemura, the asich das nashena. Even if you're really involved in another task, and therefore your mind has been diverted from going to sleep because you had to get up and do whatever, that's also would not require another bracha of hamapo, which we would not say the bracha again. However, therefore he says, in sarach lomar, shim nisker shadayin lo hispal marid, o lo suffer sviras omer, o berach kiddush levana, o hischayev birchas asher yotzar, o birchas, Ram, Barak, Kyotzebazet. Let's say a person realizes you said Kriyat Shema Amita and you're obviously very, very tired. He didn't daven Marv. Oh, I remember that you're not allowed to talk after you said Hamapil. That doesn't mean that you don't daven Marv. Of course, you get up, you daven Marv, or whatever brachos that you forgot to say, which you were supposed to have said, that for sure one does. And then he says, even though you said hamapil, that's not an issue. Amnam. L'chadchil, and we'll stop with this paragraph. Preferably, yesh lahachbin l'shtadil asadar kolanyon of lifnei kriyashma shalmita. Certainly one has to have the mindset that before you say this brach of hamapil, to have done all of the things that you were supposed to have done, to have that taken care of. Kedei lahasmith kriyashma birchas hamapil samach l'shinas kekol she'efsher. To be able to, as much as possible, to fall asleep relatively within close proximity to the time that you said the bracha. And quoting the words of the Ramah, the Ramah Shisla says, as we quoted before, v'ikur kriyashma samach mitaso, that we should say it right before we go to sleep. Dein oichin v'shoyisim v'medabrinach kriyashma shal mitaso, that one should not eat or drink or speak afterwards. El yishin miyad, a person should go to sleep immediately, as the Pasuk says, imr b'levavachem. It says that you should say something which pertains to the heart, which is the Shema. Al mishkavchem, you should do it by your bed, which is right before you go to sleep. Adol musel, it concludes the pasuk, which means you're supposed to be silent, which means you actually sleep. Im hochruch lahasech, lachar mehadavarim anal, but if for whatever reason you had to interrupt between the bracha and the going to sleep from some of the things that we mentioned, then one is allowed to do so, b'di'eved. But afterwards, yikra shul parsha rishon, the shal kriya shma lifnei mitaso. You would not say the bracha of hamapil, but you would say the bracha, you'd say the kriya shma, the first paragraph over. And therefore, again, even though there are those opinions that say it's considered to be berachas nehenin, we don't hold like that. But nonetheless, we have to do everything in our power so that when we're about to say hamapil, we should be able to fall asleep immediately afterwards.